Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You're listening to us on Building Fortunes Radio. That's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. And we are here today with a special guest of ours, a really great guy. I'd even call him a friend. I've known him for well over a decade.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah,
that's
cool. His name is Roger Young. Sometimes he goes by Roger K. Young if you're looking for him, because, you know, there might be a couple of other ones around. But I'm sharing with you, this is like a really special thing. I look forward to this because I use a lot of products, and I very rarely say I love a product, like, but I really have an emotional connection to the product that Roger Young has developed, at least one of them. He's got a whole bunch of other things that he does as well, but the really cool thing is he came out with something called Pure Light, and it's a pure light bulb. So don't overcomplicate it. For everybody else, I mean, you're just looking at it. It's like a light bulb. You just screw it. It's just like you screw it in, and you just like use it like any other light bulb.
Yeah, we tried to make it very simple, but it's actually a million-dollar air purification system that we – you know, basically borrowed off of NASA from use in the International Space Station.
Exactly. So I'm going to get into that in a second. But the reality is that Roger and I met through the stuff that we do, and he told me about this product and, you know, sent me one, and I started using it. I'm like, oh, my God, this stuff is unbelievable. This product is unbelievable. And I'll get into my personal story a little bit later on. But I literally, I'm telling you, I use this stuff every day. It's a pure light bulb. It's got great light, but it also works as Roger is going to describe, and you're going to want one and many more too. So you'll have some questions, but one of the questions you won't have to worry about is like, do I need a handyman to install it? It's a light bulb. You just kind of like you use light bulbs all the time. But the reality is not just any light bulb. This is a pure light bulb. So if you go to the domain name pure-light.com, you'll be able to see what we're referencing, and you can do that after the radio show. But Roger Young, thanks for being here on this radio show. We're going to call this the Pure Light Radio Show, and people will be able to hear this again on buildingfortuneradio.com/pure-light. So Roger, thanks for being here. Tell us about you, because you are part of the equation for me. Like, I just love working with you. You're that entrepreneur.
Well,
just
we've
like,
known each
sure,
other
let's
for,
try that.
What, 15 years? Maybe longer.
It's at least that. It might be. I know.
Least,
we're both getting
old. At least 15 years. Yep. I mean, long, 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 long time and stuff. And so I've always been a tinkerer. And so when I need see a need or something like that, I kind of say, oh, can I fix that or whatever? And, so I've always played around. And my brother's the same kind of way, you know. But, and so when we say, yeah, let's do something – and I used to have on my resume years ago when I used to say, if it hasn't been done before, I'm interested. So that kind of summarizes what I like to do. It says there is no such thing as impossible. And my favorite one is the guy, you know, who went to the U.S. Patent Office years ago and said, I've got a battery or a magnet that floats on top of another magnet. Can't be done. It's impossible. Math says it can't be done. We everybody knows that's physics 107. You know, it can't be done. And he says, well, I do it, and here it is. He brought it in, showed it to him. They said, that's impossible. It can't be done. The math proves it can't be done. He says, well, I spin it. He says, oh, well, the math didn't take into calculations like that. And so sure enough, so he got it. And that's that little toy that you have one magnet spin on top of a little base, you know, and it floats in the air and all that kind of stuff, you know, 30, 40 years ago, that was supposedly impossible. And they taught that in physics. So there is no such thing as, impossible, you know, and they're learning a lot about that with quantum mechanics. Anyway, beyond that. So we came across a technology years ago, and it was being used in the International Space Station. And it was, and I can go back and tell you some of the details. I don't know if we have time for all of that, Peter, but, you know, where it came from and how it came like that. But it's a technology that nature has been using for millions of years, and it's the technology that cleans the air. It's the sun, and there's a little bit of this kind of dirt. It's called titanium dioxide, a little bit of this dirt in every shovel full of dirt. And when the sun hits it, it creates these super oxygen molecules. And that, you know, they discovered that in 1967 and, for you know, investigating it for 30 years, that that's what actually is the main reason why we're not swimming in toxic fumes from volcanoes and things along this line, and bacteria and all that kind of stuff, and odors and everything, and chemicals and stuff, is because as the sun hits this titanium dioxide in the dirt, and it creates these super oxygen molecules. These super oxygen molecules, not O3, this is O2 negative. It has one less electron, and it goes out and seeks out these what we call volatile organic compounds. And that's everything from allergens, pet dander, to chemicals, gases, deadly gases like carbon monoxide, fluorocarbons are all volatile organic compounds. Odors are volatile organic compounds. Bacteria and germs are actually volatile organic compounds. VOCs is what they call them. And this process, if you look it up, is called homogeneous photocatalysis. Now, this is a big, long word, and you can look it up. It's on Wikipedia, you know, all that. But that's what they call it, the cleansing agent of the troposphere, why we're not swimming in it. Well, for 30 years, they 40 years they knew about it, in 67, for 30 years, they experimented and tested and tried to, you know, duplicate it, but and discovered how many, it's wonderful. It cleans the air, it cleans the water, it does all sorts of things. It makes plants grow faster, it does all this kind of stuff. But nobody could make it commercially viable until NASA. NASA needed something in the International Space Station to clean the air for the astronauts. The Russians had found in their little MIR station that the air, because the air became so toxic with mold that they had to literally throw it away. And I got some really great articles from the newspapers in those days. But the mold, because you can't open up the window and you let the fresh, clean air come in and clean it out. And that fresh, clean air smell is these super oxygen molecules. And, well, in space, you can't do that. So the Russians found that they had this mold growing in their space station that was so toxic they couldn't actually work there very much. It was actually eating the circuit boards. And so they threw it away. Well, here comes NASA with their International Space Station concept. More people, longer in space, more people working, breathing, exhaling, and moisture, et cetera. And so the story goes that NASA spent $1 billion. This is like the late 1990s, 1996, 97, $1 billion or so, trying to duplicate all the things that the Russians had tried in their space station to get rid of the mold. Nothing worked. So then they decided, well, we better see if we can figure out a way to use what nature has already provided, already figured out. And so so the story goes, another $1 billion, and they came up with a glue to put this dirt, and it's a very white dirt, on a surface. And we call that the NASA formula. Now, this dirt, titanium dioxide, now, it's been around for a long, long time. For over 100 years, we've used it in toothpaste. We used it in white paint. It's the white in the white paint. It's a brilliant white when they grind it up and kind of stuff and mine it and treat it. It's the white in the white sugar and marshmallows. If you brush your teeth, you ate it. We've been drinking it and eating it. It's used as a filler and some vitamin pills. It's been in the white makeup. It's been in the white, a whole bunch of stuff. And it's been around for a long, 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 long time. And it's just plain old dirt. But it's white. And so NASA figured out a glue that would hold it to a surface. Now, we call that the NASA formula. But there were three problems with the NASA formula. One, it only lasted for about a year. And then they had to replace it. Well, every year they flew up new, internal mechanisms for the air purification system. The second problem was, in order to activate it, it needed high-intensity ultraviolet light. Well, the problem with high-intensity ultraviolet light, it kills everything. Good things, bad things, decays everything, And so what they decided they couldn't do, what they had to do was put it inside a box. And then to bring the air through it, and that's what they did. And that's, the air purification system that's been in the International Space Station for over 25 years. What is it, 26, 27, somewhere like that, up there cleaning and purifying the air in the atmosphere for the astronauts. Now, the third problem is that it's government. It's NASA. It's unbelievably expensive. It costs millions, and the story goes billions of dollars to develop, okay? If you want to buy a civilian version of this on Earth, it's a little, box, a round box, actually. That's about, 16, 18 inches tall and about 8 inches wide and, like that. A little, air purification system that will clean, a 10 by 10 room, 10 by 12 room, costs about $1,000. And every year you got to buy new internal mechanism for about $200 or $300. Well, very few people can afford that. And if you want to put it in every room, then you've got to buy, one for every room. Well, it does have a nice handle. You can carry it, and you plug it into a wall plug. All right. So we took that technology, and I had a partner of mine, worked on it for a while, and he couldn't figure it out. And finally, I got involved with it. And, I spent $500,000 of my own money. And I happened to have a close friend who was a senior NASA research scientist. I mean, the guy's got 34 patents to his name. Okay. Happens also to be my brother-in-law. So between him and I said, this is what I want to do. And I can't quite figure it out. We worked together. And after 12 years of playing around with it, we finally got the formula right. We improved on the NASA formula. It works about four times better than what the NASA does. It lasts 10 times longer. It'll last up to 20 years if properly put on. And we developed the process to put it on things and stuff like that. The other thing is that it uses regular light. It doesn't need ultraviolet light. That's a key one. And we made it affordable. We just got we got four patents. We got another four or five ready to, in the works right now. And we've been testing it for 10 plus years. We have thousands. We've probably got over 100,000 light bulbs out there of these special type of light bulbs. So what we did is we took this NASA formula and integrated it into specially prepared LED light bulbs, different kinds. We've got the four-footers, we've got the regular lights, we've got the brighter lights, we've got the candelabras, we got the can lights, or what they call the BR-30s and stuff like that. So we have all those kind of lights, and we even got specialty. We sell a lot of light bulbs to the Amish, 12-volt light bulbs to the Amish. They love them. He's actually one of our biggest distributors. And so we've been experimenting with how to market it. We've got the process down, et cetera, of how to manufacture. We can manufacture up to 3 million light bulbs a month. We've done all that, and we're just ready to start. In fact, we're going to start a national advertising campaign. Well, actually, I guess, Peter, we're starting with you, right?
Let's do a quick commercial break, and then we're going to come back with Roger Young. We're talking about pure light bulbs, and I love that story. And then we're going to talk about, some applications for this in a second, so we'll be right back.
Thanks for listening to Building Fortunes Radio. If you sell a product or service, then you should check out PMMarketingsNetworkLeads.com. Just visit www.networkleads.com. For over 18 years, PM Marketing has helped distributors build their home-based businesses through lead generation, website development, automated email delivery systems, and sales training. If you're looking for a way to increase your skills and increase the number of people that see your product or opportunity, NetworkLeads.com can help. To learn more, visit www.networkleads.com. Ask about their lead management system, capture pages, personalized websites, MLM training, Humongous blogs, the Humongous Classified Ad Network, Building Fortunes Radio, or their webinar schedule. NetworkLeads.com can be your one-stop shop for everything you need. And now, back to our show.
And we're back. Roger K. Young. We are here with Building Fortunes Radio / Pure Dash Light. If you want to go hear the longer version of one of an older radio shows that Roger did with me, where it really goes through, again, the explanation of how it started, you can go back to buildingfortunesradio.com/pure-light. And this one will be there just as well. So, you know, I'll just give my little quick thing because I kind of teased it a little bit. I have glaucoma. For those people that are listening in, that means like your eyes aren't working right and you're eventually going to go blind. There's no cure, although I know I'm going to get a bazillion people tell me about a cure for this as well. But the reality is that my eyes don't work as well. And I always have a challenge in my office with lighting because maybe there's a glare on the computer screen or maybe it's a different texture or a different tone or whatever, and I've tried everything. I've tried those light bulbs that you can kind of, you know, they say change it to a million different colors. The only light bulb that works for me, I'm telling you, is a pure light bulb. I have always used this since I've met Roger, and he sent me one, and obviously I've gotten more since then, but the reality was, for me, they last probably 5, 6, 7 years, I'm not sure, so I've probably been through like 3 of them in my little office. All I need is one, and it does perfectly for everything that I need. So I just take the lampshade off, there's no lampshade, it's just a pure light bulb, and it's perfect light for me. If you walked into my office at night, you would think it was still sunlight. It's just kind of crazy as far as light is concerned, and I know there's probably health benefits in there as well, as that titanium dioxide through that photocatalytic homeostasis thing that Roger mentioned a little bit earlier is helping as well. So number one, I just love the light. Number two, and I want you to get into this part, Roger, in a second, some of the other benefits, is it helps reduce odors. When my daughter bought a ferret for my granddaughter, and a ferret is like a rat. I mean, it's like a weasel, kind of a rat.
It's a long rat.
Cute little thing.
It's a long rat.
Yeah, it's a long rat. It's like a squirrel that's stretched like a Tootsie Roll. So anyway, but they are so cute. They are cute. So I could see why people want ferrets. As far as a parent is concerned or a grandparent is concerned, they stink. I mean, they smell. I mean, they're worse than anything. So, of course, I got a separate lamp. We put a pure light bulb in that bedroom that she had it in, and we kept it on all the time. Matter of fact, a pure light bulb is probably the only light bulb you'll get yelled at if you shut it off because it can work all the time.
It's really
so, like,
true,
It is, like you leave it on all the time. So we, of course, put like a blanket over the cage when the ferret's going to sleep. But the reality is it helps with the stink. And I've used it before on mold and odor in a car that got flooded and a whole bunch of stuff. So talk to us about some of the applications. So besides being just great light or pure light, what else does it do?
Well, you know, we list that there's 7, quote-unquote, critical functions. Actually, there's about 8, about 10 of them, but we list 7 right now because there's 3 or 4 of them we can't talk about yet because we're waiting EPA registrations, you know, approval to talk about it. But you can go to our website and see, you know, the independent lab reports, and that's actually some of the most exciting stuff about it. But so the number one thing we can talk about right now is it helps eliminate odors. I mean, every kind of odor you can think of, cat odors, dog throw-up odors, cat litter box odors, and gets rid of human odors like dirty diaper smells, locker. We have it in a university locker room, and test room, and they love it. And kind of stuff, and it's the top ranked university tennis room, women's tennis, and they love it. And they're trying to get permission, you know, and red tape, whatever. So if you have mold, now a lot of people have these old houses and musty smell. You know, that's actually kind of an old moldy smell and stuff along this line. And we, you know, you put some light bulbs in there, turn them on, leave them on, and after 45 minutes, they'll start producing these superoxide molecules, and they'll get rid of them. And we have literally hundreds of thousands of bulbs out there, thousands of people using them. I think we're getting pretty close to about 10,000 people, businesses, daycare centers, assisted living places. Oh, I got to tell you about the assisted living place, okay? So about 30 miles from, you know, where our manufacturing here is in Rigby, Idaho, is that there's a fairly large assisted living place. And they have buildings in about four or five towns around here, and because this is a nice place to live. And one of our guys, you know, who enthusiasm. One of the problems is when people get these in their homes, they love them, and they start telling their people, others about it. So he went and told his friend, and he started getting, say, hey, you want to help your people and all that kind of stuff get rid of odor. So I got invited up to talk to the manager. So he said, you know, this is a relatively new building. We just replaced all the lights and stuff like that. I said, I tell you what, here's what I always do. Give me your worst odor problem. Do you have one? And I do my homework. And so he said, I said, how about an incontinence wing? Actually, we have an old building. It's where we put all of our incontinent patients. Oh, okay, great. Let's go. So we walked over there. You open up the door, and this, you know, it has room for about 30, 40 patients in there. So when people lose their control over their bladder or their bowels, this is where they put them. And they go in there, and you open the door, and guess what? It smells like a dirty diaper pail. You walk in there, and that's the way it is. I said, perfect. Great. I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll replace all of your lights in here, in the building. In building? I said, yeah. If you're not happy, and you pay me in 30 days. If you're not happy in 30 days, they're free. You know, in 30 days, you pay me. He says, that's a done deal. He called me up in 2 weeks and said, all right, we want them in all of our buildings, over here in another town, over there in another town, over here in another, in all the buildings, he says. Within 4 days of having us these light bulbs in, we had our what do they call them? Patients, not patients, but our customers walking in, and their parents, people walking in and saying, "What'd you do? There's no smell." He said, "The staff noticed it within a day." You know, everybody says, "We love it," and all that kind of stuff. And so we put it all through there. It gets rid of smells. Odors. We even have a story of two, actually, of skunk stories where people got sprayed accidentally by skunk, put out raccoon trap, and got something else surprised. And they put them in there, a light bulb, a couple of our light bulbs, and you know, in the garage, and got rid of the smell in a day. And, you know, they said, so, I mean, we have hundreds, literally hundreds of people who tell us, you know, about new things. We've tried it on this. That used to be a while. We used to say, we challenge you to try it on something that hasn't been tried. One lady wrote us in and said, I got a boss that smokes cigars. And he has a room near his office where he goes and smokes his cigars and reads the paper and watches his news and all that kind of stuff. And he has super air conditioning and all that kind of stuff, air purification, all that. He says, well, it stinks up the whole building. And so she says, so we got him some of these light bulbs that we heard about and put it in there. And lo and behold, he smokes in there. Nobody knows. It got rid of the smell of cigar and cigarette off his clothes, out of the building, out of the office. He just leaves them on all the time. And so we have stories like that all the time.
Yep, and because we've been working together for so long, I've heard about all these stories, and we want to have you come back and tell more of them because this just opens up the opportunities. But for those people listening in, so the pure light bulb is like a regular light bulb, but also you have the fluorescent size kind, that you put in a commercial building. So how does that work?
Yeah, well, we have all of the lights we sell are LED. They're special LED lights. And usually they're very, unbreakable. I mean, one of our demonstrations is that we bounce it off the cement floor about 4 feet high, and then we put it in and plug it in. So they're very break resistant, so we specialize in that. And that they're LED lights, and most people, when they replace the lights in their house, have a reduction in their electric bill for about $100 to $120. And that depends on the type of lights they're replacing, the size of their home, how many lights they're taking, you know, all that kind of stuff. But most people report about a $100 saving. So they pay for themselves usually in just a couple of months or whatever like that. And then that's putting money in your pocket. You know, it saves your electric bill. We have a daycare center up in Baltimore that put them in, and he had a $1,200 a month electric bill. It's, you know, 6,500 square feet. They run the lights, 18 hours a day. They have 65 kids in there, 10 staff, all that kind of stuff. They have cooking, so it starts early in the morning, and all that kind of stuff. And he says that we save them about $300 to $400 a month every month.
Wow.
You know, and we're going on his fourth year there. And there's a whole lot more to that story as well. And they got rid of all the smells, got rid of the mold, odor, and all that kind of stuff. And so those are some of the things that, the bulbs do. So that's number one. It helps eliminate odors. Number two is it actually helps most people feel happier. And the way it does that is that, you know, you've heard of the seasonal affective disorder. This is, they call it the SAD or the winter blues. You're in Florida. Most people don't get it. But if you're in Minnesota or in Canada or New York or places like that, boy, do you understand that. During the winter, you only see 2 or 3 hours of sunlight. But if you work in a building, you hardly see that at all. And so most people get depressed. It's natural. It happens because we need light. And so if you get that and you go to the doctor, they'll usually say, SAD disease, seasonal affective disorder. So what happens is they'll say, you need this special therapy light frequencies, and you sit in front, it costs you $100 to $200. You sit in the front of this light for 2 hours straight, just stare at this light for 2 hours, and it literally makes a serotonin in the brain and makes you feel happier. We took that same light frequency, and it's a natural daylight light, so it looks like you're outside in daylight, and that's the light frequency we have in our lights. And so it's a natural daylight. It's not quite as bright as outside, but it's a natural daylight bright, but it actually helps produce serotonin in the brain. So our lights help most people feel happier. People in the daycare center and in the assisted living places reported on that. Patients were less grumpier. Kids were not fighting as much, et cetera, along these lines. Okay, so that's number two. Number three, it helps plants grow faster and healthier and last longer. We got an independent lab test. We didn't, we were testing it for mold control, and it got rid of the mold. But he said, little interesting thing is that in our testings, it doubled the growth rate of the wheatgrass that we were using. Really? So we've been experimenting with that over the last years. Lately, over this last winter, we've kind of gotten really involved with that, growing full greenhouses. And we're getting to the point of saying, wow. And we're testing what does it grow and what's the best way of getting it? How much light do we need? How much oxygen do we need? Whatever along this line. And the super oxygen seems to make plants go crazy. It really does. And it's never been researched before. No one's ever had that kind of ability to do so. And so we're getting ready to go to a university or a couple of universities and say, please study this, because this is what we're seeing in our internal labs is incredible. And we bring in an expert or two to look at that, and they said, that's not possible. Plants can't grow like that, have flowering tomatoes and everything else. We started doing And it's growing faster and better. We've got potatoes, we've got strawberries, we've got yellow crookneck, we've got squash, we've got onions and carrots and garlic, and I tell you, we've tried everything just about. We haven't done tomatoes. We ate tomatoes all winter long, and this is none of the plants. We got a little video that we're just blown away. None of the plants have seen any daylight. We got strawberries. We eat strawberries about every day. You just go in and pick them, and all we have is a little place, 12 feet long by about 32 inches wide and about 6 feet tall. And that's it. And we've got 40 of these light bulbs strung in there, and that's all we do.
Wow.
That's it. And so it helps plants grow faster and healthier, and they last longer. We got lots of reports of people say, well, my poinsettias for Christmas were dying, and I moved them to underneath my sink because I was getting ready to, you know, throw them away. And like this, and my sink has one of your perlites underneath it, and the plant came back. So they start, you know, we got stories like that. So that's number three. Number four, it cleans the environment inside your home of pollution. Now, that's chemicals. That's volatile organic compounds. For example, it gases. It gets rid of deadly gases. For example, one of the most deadly gases that we find a lot and kills people every year is carbon monoxide. Carbon monoxide is one of the most deadly gases around. It replaces your oxygen, you die. In fact, if you get it into your blood and you breathe it in, it never leaves you. And I can explain why, but whatever. This actually changes carbon dioxide or carbon monoxide into carbon dioxide, which the plants then use and get rid of, and kind of stuff like that. So it gets rid of that. It gets rid of hydrofluorocarbons, smog, what we call that. So it gets rid of smog. If we put all these light bulbs in outside, they get rid of smog. In fact, one of our patents is on a new type of muffler that literally does that. It reduces
wow.
smog in cars, stuff like that. That's on. We got the patent on it. And our internal testing says that you replace your muffler with one of these mufflers, it'll reduce your exhaust fumes by 80%. That's still in testing. We're just trying now to, you know, get more monies in and take care of things. So it cleans the environment inside your home of pollution. And sometimes there are studies that show that pollution inside the home can be as much as 5 to even 10 times more deadly than it is outside. It helps eliminate cigar and cigarette smoke and odor, burnt pizza odors, burnt fish odors, burnt smoke odors. It's amazing what it does. And it helps eliminate allergens. It helps make your air a little bit more hypoallergenic, you know. And there's more, and we can't talk about them very much. And the ones we can't talk about are actually some of the most exciting ones. But, you know, hey, the problem is that most people, when they hear about it, says, no, that's not possible. It can't do all those things. Yes, it can. We have the lab reports. We have the independent lab reports. We have 150 reports of different independent labs, including the NASA reports, of what it does and how it does. But we've just made it affordable and put it into a light bulb. You don't have to have a new type $1 million air conditioning or $1,000 air conditioning system put in your house. You don't have to replace it every year. You just have to replace your light bulbs. That's it.
Great information. Yeah, great information, Roger. We're going to have you come back because I know you can fill up another half hour, you know, 20 more times with the great stories.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So you're probably going to hear it all over the place. Like Roger said, massive campaign as far as promotional stuff. So get your Pure light bulbs. Go to pure-light.com, pure-light.com. and spell everything just like you would sound, PureLIGHT.com. And if you have any questions, just follow up with me on Building Fortunes Radio. And if you're like somebody with big applications and major questions and you want to talk to Roger, call me. I'll put you in front of him as well. So I'm excited about this because, like I said, I've been using your product for as long as I've known you almost, I think.
Yeah.
And then
when
the reality is
experimenting, we gave you some. So try these. Yeah.
Yep. And I love the product. I mean, I don't want to say this the wrong way. When I think maybe if I had one and then it burnt out eventually after 5 or 7 years, you know, and I'm telling you, my lights are on all the time in my office. And yeah. And then I had to try to figure out, okay, I need a light bulb, because when your light bulb burns out, you need a light bulb. So I'm like, okay, and my wife had bought this one where you can make a million different colors, and I had different light bulbs for the rest of the house and all that sort of stuff. And I'm like, none of this works. None of this works. I called you up. Got some more, and the reality is I always keep extras here because I can't be without this light. And, that, you know, I've been using this stuff forever. So I love this product. Anyways, I could talk about this for another 20 hours as well. So we're done. Roger Young, thank you so much for Pure Light. Thanks for being here. We're going to have you back. Mm-hmm. Everybody check him out. Go to pure-light.com. Roger, thanks so much.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.